ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. हरे कृष्ण. सो वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर अवर संडे फेस्टिवल. टुडे इज अ वेरी होली डे ऑफ श्रील गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामीज डिसअपीयरेंस डे. So we sang this song, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakara More. This song gives the philosophical way of how to approach the Goswamis. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport for this verse beautiful progression of how to achieve perfection of life. So we are familiar with the Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So in this Panchatattva, Srivas Thakur, he is not different than Narada Muni. So Narada Muni appeared as Srivas Thakur, and he is representing the tattva of pure devotee or a pure jiva. So Srivas Thakur represents a living entity in constitutional position or a perfect living entity. So as conditioned soul, we are all looking for happiness, perfection of life. And having taken repeated birth, even though we are all being tormented by the material potency, still there is a causeless adamant in the part of the living entities that we don't accept the defeat. Just like Srila Prabhupada said that as soon as you get up in the morning, when you realize that we have this material body, that is enough to say that we are in disaster. So it is not that there has to be a special tragedy has to come on our life, you know, falling down from the running train or, you know, heart attack. The very fact that this body we are dragging on itself is a disaster. But we think it is a normal. Srila Prabhupada calls this body as a, you know, the great weight. even if you are 40 kilo, like my body weight, still it is a great weight compared to the soul, spirit soul. So it is a great weight, and the body is nothing but the demand machine, you know. Just like certain birds, they take care of their offsprings. The father bird gives a seed and mother produces an egg. And the mother bird sits in the nest taking care of the child. And the father bird, he has to go around bringing various foods for the kids. So when he goes and he collects so much endeavor, he has to go on collecting the food, and he cannot eat it. He has to bring it back and feed the children. And the small bird, they keep, you know, they are never satisfied, keep shouting, you know, give me, give me, give me. And the mother is just taking care of the child, the small birds from the egg. And every other minute, the small birds are shouting aloud, give me more, and the father has to work hard. And the father bird is afraid if this baby bird cries aloud, you know, it may attract the predators. So he has to provide as early as possible so that they will be keeping quiet. So just like the bird, small bird, the baby bird are demanding, every now and then. Similarly, our body also demands every now and then. Every second, as soon as we get up, the body demands, you know, clean me, feed me, decorate me, empty me. You know. Every minute, every moment, the body keeps demanding. If you don't do that, there is no other choice. No. So, taking care of this body is like an embarrassment. That we have no freedom. And because we think we are this body, it seems like normal. You know. And it doesn't happen just one day. Just like we work outside and Sunday is holiday, you know. But there is no holiday for the demands of the body. The more it grows, the demand increases more. And it demands certain things in such a way that we have to feed not only one body, the body increases also. Because of originally the demand of the body, family increases. And again, we have to keep providing. And this goes on and on and on every day. Practically speaking, just to defend the body takes so much energy. And practically we have left with very few minutes, very less time for our own self, our own enjoyment. Especially in cities, we can see morning till evening, people are, you know, caring for the demands of the body, you know. There is no enjoyment practically. And then you get up, take bath and feed the bellies. And then you go to work. And after working, 1 or 2 hours, you got some time for yourself. For enjoyment. And that enjoyment also disappears very fast. So in this way, every day after day after day, the life is the same. Just like if you compare the bird life and the human life, it is the same. A demand machine. But this living entity in this way trapped in the material nature, and every day it is trying, if not today, tomorrow I'll be happy. If not tomorrow, day after tomorrow. And then in this way the life ends, the cruel death takes us over. And after death also, we want to try once again. So next body. So in this way, so many millions and millions of body we take and trying to satisfy this body. And the desires of the mind. The mind never gets satisfied. The more we feed the mind becomes more strong. You know. Once there was a king, he announced in the kingdom that whoever feeds, he had a lot of animals, he had some goats also. He said, whoever feeds my goat to the full satisfaction, I'll give them half of the kingdom. So people thought that, are you sure it's a goat or an elephant? Because elephant eats more goat, some leaves it takes. So it shouldn't be a very difficult job. So many people came forward. We will feed the goat and then half of the kingdom will be ours. So there was a big queue and many people came and offered their service. So the goat was given to them. And so some people took the goat to the forest. And you know, morning till evening they took the goat to various grazing areas. And the goats are eating all the time. So the person who was taking care of the goats was satisfied. The goat is eating nicely. By the time evening, it should be fully satisfied. So then the goat's belly is, you know, bloating, eating all the day, you know. And the goat is smiling, so happy, eating all the time. So then in the evening around 6 o'clock, he brought the goat and brought to the king. My dear king, from morning till evening, I fed the goat. The goat is fully satisfied. See, its belly is so big. So now, I should get half of the kingdom. But the king said, no, we have to test it. Did you really satisfy the goat or not? And then the king calls the minister. And the minister brings a small branch of, you know, leaves and just showed in front of the goat. As soon as the goat sees the leaves, what it does? Man, you know, start going, start eating. And the king said, you satisfied the goat, but still it is hungry. You failed the exam, get lost. In this way, many tried and somebody else took the goat and put it in a room filled with grass. And same thing happened. Then one intelligent person, he came and he took the goat. He did not take to the forest. He took to his home. Tied the goat near the tree. And he brought a branch of leaves and showed to the goat. And the goat, as soon as it sees the leaf, and about to start eating. As soon as the goat was about to eat the leaf, this person immediately takes a stick and, you know, give a slap on the goat's face. And goat got shocked, you know, I'm supposed to eat the leaf and what I'm getting, you know. And again, he would show the leaves. Because animals, they forget, you know. And again, beating. Again, show the branch of leaf. And the goat was about to eat, again beating. So still, since morning till evening, the goat got trained up, you know. Show the leaf and about to eat and slap on the face. So then the goat didn't eat anything practically whole day and the belly is, you know, become very small and everybody thought you are going to really fail. All the people who saw the goat, they saw, you didn't feed anything, you are going to fail. So then he went, my dear king, whole day since morning till evening I am feeding the goat nicely. So please give half of the kingdom. No, we have exam. Oh, please, we can conduct our exam. The goat is fully satisfied. Then the king calls the minister. The minister comes to the branch of leaf. And he showed to the goat. What happens? As soon as the goat sees the branch of leaf, he immediately runs away from that place. Morning till evening training. So that's a story. But human being, all living entities, the material world, are more or less like an animal. Even though getting repeated slap in the marketplace of the material world, still very difficult to remove the attachment or allurement to the material potency. Ironically, the material potency is governed by Maya Devi, who is none other than Durga Devi. But, so all the demons, they try to enjoy Durga Devi. But they could never do that. Maya cannot be touched by ordinary living entity because she is a property of Lord Shiva. So, even many devotees of Lord Shiva also, they were behind the opulences and the attachment of this material world, which is offered by Durga Devi. But ironically, Lord Shiva, who is a master of Maya, who is husband of Durga, he is detached. He never, you know, enjoys the opulences of this world. So, the master of this Maya potency knows that this is not to be enjoyed. Even though Maya Devi is ready to serve her husband all the time, but he's detached. He doesn't even have a house to live with. But the whole world is running behind the attachment of material energy. So, in this way, even though wounded in the battle, time and again, still the living entities are adamant that next life, next body, I will try in a different way. So various attempts frustrate living entities looking for perfection of life. So Brahmanda Brahmite Konu Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade by Bhakti Lata Beach. So after wandering in this material world, repeated birth and death, finally one has to surrender to a spiritual master. What a person does in the perfect state of his constitutional state. So that is represented by Srivas Thakur, the spiritual master. Srivas Thakur shows us that what is the duty or what is the occupation of a living entity in a constitutional state. When we give up this bodily concept, when we act in the platform of our real self, we are not this body, we are the soul. So soul is part and parcel of Krishna. So Srivas Thakur represents the platform of the pure living entity. So once we surrender to the pure living entity, the spiritual master, he gives instruction according to the teachings of the previous acharyas. So that previous acharya's teaching is the platform of Srila Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya teaches us by his own example how one should perform devotional service, how one should engage one's lifetime in the service of the Lord. So he gives us instruction, Advaita Acharya, on the science of devotional service. Then when we become purified, anartha nivritti takes place, then we are raised to the platform of Shuddha Sattva. In the present condition, we are entrapped by the three modes of material nature, mode of goodness, passion and ignorance, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. So, when we surrender to Advaita Acharya, the anartha nivritti takes place. Then we come to the platform of Nityananda Prabhu, that is Shuddha Sattva. So Advaita Acharya directs us towards Nityananda Prabhu, and all the remaining anarthas are destroyed by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And when all the anarthas are destroyed by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, then we come into the platform of Shuddha Sattva, Vasudeva Sattva. So before Krishna comes, Balaram appears. First Maya Devi appears, then Balaramji appears. He makes the situation proper, right enough for Krishna's descent. Even in Rathayatra also, first Baladev goes, then Lord Jagannath comes. Before appearance of Krishna, Balaramji appears. So Nityananda Prabhu keeps us, brings us to the mode of pure Sattva Guna, pure goodness. Then we are ready to enter into the spiritual world. So spiritual world is the manifestation of Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu, Sandini potency. So without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, one cannot enter into the spiritual world. You know, Nityananda Prabhu expands himself as a spiritual world, Baladev, Vrindavan Dham, Navadip Mayapur Dham. And Lord Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu, serves in various ways Krishna. When Krishna walks, Balaram becomes his shoes. When Krishna sits, Balaramji becomes his asana. When Krishna lies down, Balaramji becomes his pillow. When Krishna goes in the sun, Balaramji becomes his umbrella. In this way, Balaramji, Nityananda Prabhu, expands in the Shuddha Sattva platform to serve Krishna. So once we entered into the Shuddha Sattva platform in Nityananda Prabhu's mercy in the spiritual world, then the next platform is that we need to get the mercy of the Khladini potency. So Srila, this verse, when we read this progression, after receiving Nityananda Prabhu's mercy in the spiritual world, one also develops love and affection for Srila Gadadhar Pandit. So Gadadhar Pandit is the Khladini potency, or He is a manifestation of Srimati Radharani. So once we are a living entity goes into the spiritual world, and Gadadhar Pandit, Srimati Radharani, who is a main service in charge of the spiritual world, she engages in the service. So Gadadhar Pandit is a source of Ladini potency, and once we go to the spiritual world, we cannot be directly engaged in devotional service because we need training. And how we get that understanding of how to engage in the spiritual world in service, that is achieved when we develop our love and affection and towards the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta, Dasa Raghunath. So these six Goswamis are the expansion of Ladini potency. And this mercy of these six Goswamis, one can try to understand how one can perform devotional service to Radha and Krishna. And this mercy of these six Goswamis, we can understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So who is Gauranga Mahaprabhu? He is non-different than Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So by the mercy of the six Goswamis, by the mercy of Gadadhar Pandit, then we can approach Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in this way, it is a scientific way, and it's a progression that how one can achieve perfection in life. So Prabhupada writes, when we develop love for the six Goswamis, one's heart is opened in the science of devotion service. So Acharyas are writing in various songs that by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Vishaya Chadiya Kabe Shuddha Hoba Mana, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, when the Vishaya Vasana or the sense gratificatory desire in my heart are destroyed, then I will be able to achieve Vrindavan. And then once I achieve Vrindavan, I want to associate, or I want to understand the writings of the six Goswamis. So it's not that going to Vrindavan is perfection. No, going to Vrindavan is intermediate step. But the ticket for Vrindavan is detachment from the material world, or the destruction of the material desire. But destruction of the material desire is not enough qualification. Positive understanding of the execution of devotional service has to be acquired. So in Vrindavan Dham, the Acharyas are writing in their songs, when I will be able to understand the writings of the six Goswamis. Even after reaching Vrindavan, it's not they are telling that I reached Vrindavan, I got perfection. No, they want to understand the mood of six Goswamis. Because Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. That Rupa Goswami has understood the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami also includes the other Goswamis, the six Goswamis. In extension also refers to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswamis. So these acharyas have relished the devotional service and given the literatures in the science of devotional service, how to perform devotional service. So by, as we heard in a very eloquent class by His Grace Gauranga Prabhu today morning, that by the mercy of these six Goswamis, Vigna Vinash and Abhishta Puran, that all the obstacles in the path of devotional service are destroyed, and then loving devotional sentiment towards Radha and Krishna are invoked within our heart. So in this way, the mercy of the Goswamis is our goal of life that we are hankering to attain. So today is the disappearance day of one of such the six Goswamis, Gopala Bhatta Goswami. So we'll try to discuss some of his activities and pastimes. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in few places, very rarely, Gopalabhatta Goswami's name is mentioned, because Gopalabhatta Goswami, by his humility, he did not wanted his name to be published in the books. So, we find some indirect quote of Gopalabhatta Goswami. But in Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Sarkar, we also describe some more elaboration of Gopalabhatta Goswami. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he comes to Jagannath Puri, and after delivering Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells all his associate, "Oh, my dear devotees, I want to go to South India because I want to find out the whereabouts of my brother. So having taken bath in the Setu Bandha, I will return back." But all the associates headed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they would never allow Mahaprabhu to leave. So they plead him, "Mahaprabhu, please stay, don't go." But then Mahaprabhu tells, "I want to see my brother." Somehow other, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and others, they agree. So Mahaprabhu leaves to South India. And Mahaprabhu, even though he knows that his brother is already attained samadhi, he went to his own abode. But still, Mahaprabhu gives his pretext, but actually he wanted to go and deliver the fallen conditioned souls. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport in this section that it is not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he came and settled in Jagannath Puri and he was relishing Radha Krishna pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he could have done that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travelled 6 years to South India, and plus he also went to other places and preached far and wide, and then after preaching he comes back and he does his bhajan, or he relishes the devotional service and seclusion in Jagannath Puri. So Prabhupada says, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not retire directly. He did preaching and then he came to Jagannath Puri and stayed there for 18 years. So then Prabhupada says, so what to speak of us? So we should also follow in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we should preach. We should not prematurely retire. We should preach the message of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, far and wide. And then at the end of our life, when we are sufficiently preached and we become matured, then we can retire. Of course, Prabhupada said to his disciples at the age of, 80, he said, "But I feel I am not sufficiently mature to retire." Then all the Prabhupada disciples, "Prabhupada, we will also never become matured. You want to preach all the time, you know." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his compassion to deliver the fallen conditioned souls, he was going towards South India. And Kaviraj Goswami says that what he could not achieve in Navadvip and in other places, he is achieving easily in his South Indian tour, because in Navadvip people took him for granted and they did not value his offer of love of God. But in South, Mahaprabhu, by his causeless mercy, he impregnated love of Godhead. Just by even his glance, people started chanting the holy name. And he was giving love of Godhead freely. Millions and millions of people are taking to Krishna consciousness. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed love of Godhead. And as a maddened elephant, Mahaprabhu went in travel. And in traveling, he came to various places. And finally, he came to a place called Arangakshetra or Srirangam. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached Srirangam, he first took bath in the river Kaveri, and Kaviraj Goswami writes that while taking bath in Kaveri, Mahaprabhu felt that he achieved the reason for his travel. And he felt purified and happy in bathing in this river Kaveri. And then Mahaprabhu went to take darshan of the deity of Lord Ranganath. When he taking darshan of Lord Ranganath, and Mahaprabhu, as usual, wherever he goes, he performs Sankirtan. He was dancing in front of the deity of Ranganath. And this is something new for people, that a sannyasi is coming and singing, first of all. And top of singing is dancing also. That is all the more a shock for the people over there. But they saw the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, beautiful golden form. They become ecstatic and they saw this is not ordinary person. So people also started singing and dancing with the Lord. And this way Lord delivered many people over there. And in that trip, in staying in Srirangam, one particular family of devotees became extremely attracted to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was Venkata Bhatta, who was a pujari of Ranganath temple. He came, paid his obeisances at the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and requested Mahaprabhu in a very humble way, "Please, my dear Lord, please come home and purify my home and my existence." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing his sincere desire, agreed to go to the house of Venkata Bhatta. And when Mahaprabhu went to the house of Venkata Bhatta, Venkata Bhatta washed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Venkata Bhatta also had two brothers, Trimala Bhatta and Prabodhananda Saraswati. All the family members, they washed Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, and the water was given to their family members. Venkata Bhatta also had a son. His name was Gopal. Later he becomes Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He was a very small boy. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, description comes about the beautiful future of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He's a small boy. So he was also given the lotus feet wash water of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as Gopala Bhatta would take this water in his mouth, lot of ecstatic transformation takes place in the body. He was filled with love of Godhead and he started trembling, and in spite of his best ability, he could not control his emotions. So he started trembling, and the father and mother of Gopala Bhatta Goswami were very pleased, and they pleaded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Venkata Bhatta told Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, the Chaturmasya have already come now. Please stay in our home for 4 months and please discuss Krishna Katha and deliver us." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed and stayed in the house of Venkata Bhatta for 4 months. So at that time, small Gopala Bhatta, he would serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in various ways, intimate ways. And Mahaprabhu also become very affectionate towards this particular family. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he stayed there, he also got invitations from other families also. Kaviraj Goswami writes that every day Mahaprabhu would get invitations from various Brahmanas' house. And for 4 months, the invitation was there. Mahaprabhu went for 4 months to various invitations. Still the invitations were not fully covered. So Mahaprabhu, while staying in the house of Venkata Bhatta, he developed a very friendly relation with Venkata Bhatta. Sometimes he'd joke with Venkata Bhatta, and sometimes when Mahaprabhu goes for Kaveri Bath, Venkata Bhatta would also go with him. And Gopala Bhatta would never separated from Mahaprabhu. All the time he was serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He became very affectionate. The relation became very thick and thin. So one day when Gopala Bhatta Goswami is a small boy, he was thinking in his mind, "What an unfortunate person I am." And he started blaming the providence. "Oh, my dear, my providence, why did you did this great harm to me?" I am seeing my dear Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this form of shaven headed and sannyas robes and performing austerity such as sleeping in this floor. Why did you deprive me from seeing the Lord in his form of Gaur Sundar, who had a beautiful hair and his limb is anointed with sandal pulp and various other ornaments? I want to see the beautiful form of my Lord, but you deprived me. And then Gopala Bhatta Goswami changed his attitude. Instead of, he forgave the providence and he blamed himself that actually it is my fault and my own bad karma that I could not see the Lord in such a form. So in this way, Gopala Bhatta Goswami was lamenting, and he puts the responsibility, he puts the blame on himself that because of my own sin, I am not able to see the Lord. Then when Gopala Bhatta Goswami was lamenting in this way, he went to sleep. And that in this dream, suddenly he sees the beautiful form of Krishna playing his flute. Krishna's form, bluish form, playing his flute with beautiful hair and lotus-like eyes in the form of a cowherd. And suddenly the form of Krishna, and Gopala Bhatta Goswami was relishing the form suddenly changed into the form of beautiful Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Dham, where Mahaprabhu is dancing. His eyes are like a lotus petals and his nose are like a sesame seed flowers and his arms are long like a trunk of an elephant, and his eyes are elongated till the ears and his lips are like a bimba fruit. Beautiful form Gopal Bhatta Goswami was relishing. Then he also saw Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and others were dancing. And Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu came near Gopala Bhatta Goswami and they embraced him and they were about to say something to Gopala Bhatta Goswami. Such a beautiful dream. But as soon as they are about to say something to Gopala Bhatta Goswami, the dream breaks. And small Gopal, he gets up and says, what is happening? Where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I was about to get some instruction from Advaita Acharya Nityananda Prabhu. I lost the vision and it was in utter frustration. He runs towards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he sees Gopal, little Gopal, he embraces Gopal. And Mahaprabhu embraces him. And then Mahaprabhu tells, my dear Gopal, don't worry. I want you to go to Vrindavan and I want you to join as brothers with Rupa and Sanatan. And then Mahaprabhu shows Gopal the form of Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu's form as in Navadvip Dham to Gopal. When Gopal sees this form, he becomes stunned in ecstasy, he faints again and again. And Mahaprabhu embraces him. And Mahaprabhu puts Gopal on his lap and embraces him. And tears of Mahaprabhu practically bathed little Gopal. And Gopal was bathed in the tears of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He became ecstatic and fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And tells, my dear Lord, that I never want to leave you. I want to be with you all the time. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I want you to serve your parents till their last time. And after their passing away, I want you to go to Vrindavan and join Rupa and Sanatan. So giving this instruction, Mahaprabhu continued his daily activities in Srirangam. And Trimala Bhatta, Venkata Bhatta, Prabodhananda Saraswati, all the brothers were serving Mahaprabhu nicely. And the days were passing. Suddenly, Venkata Bhatta developed a fear After Chaturmasya, if Mahaprabhu goes, what will happen to us? All the three brothers are lamenting that as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaves, this holy place of Srirangam will be vacant. It will be devoid of the pilgrims. And who is going to accompany us to River Kaveri for bathing? And who is going to discuss Krishna Katha with us? And who is going to perform Sankirtan in front of Lord Ranganath? In this way they are lamenting in their heart. Lo and behold, the time came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Venkata Bhatta, Trimala Bhatta, Prabodhananda Saraswati and says that now I have to move. Chaturmasya have ended. Of course, all the three brothers faints in the road, but Mahaprabhu leaves. And Mahaprabhu, before going, again embraces Gopala Bhatta Goswami and tells him that I'm eagerly waiting for you to join Rupa and Sanatan Goswami in Vrindavan Dham. And saying this, Mahaprabhu further goes to various other places. He goes to Thiruvananthapuram, then he goes to Adikeshava, finds the book of Brahma Samhita, then he goes to Udupi Kshetra, then he also goes to various places. He comes to Nasik, then he comes back to Jagannath Puri. Now Gopal, he was in utter feeling of separation. Their parents are feeling separation from Mahaprabhu. And little Gopal was in his heart, all the time he was thinking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gopal developed this very strong desire to go and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. He was having a strong desire to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. At the same time, Gopal also had desire to study the grammar, Vyakaran and other such books from Prabodhananda Saraswati. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he kept, according to the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kept staying with his parents, and he was nourished in his studies personally by Prabodhananda Saraswati. And his parents are also living for the sake of living, but their heart is always immersed in remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Gopala Bhatta Goswami is learning and fame spread far and wide. Bhakti Ratnakar says that Gopal was so much experienced in learning by the mercy of Prabodhananda Saraswati. Even though in his heart he was feeling separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the only thing kept him alive was the promise that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I will make you go to Vrindavan. So that promise, just like the gopis in Vrindavan, they were feeling separation from Krishna, but one promise of Krishna kept them alive, that I'll come back to Mathura, I'll come back to Vrindavan. So similarly, Gopala Bhatta Goswami was feeling separation from Mahaprabhu, but only one thing kept him alive was, very soon Mahaprabhu's mercy will take me to Vrindavan. I will meet Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis there. Can you imagine, as a small boy, he was giving this instruction. But practically, almost a decade, he must have stayed in Srirangam. And being nourished in Shastras by Prabodhananda Saraswati, he was waiting for the time to come to go to Vrindavan Dham. So even as a small boy, his learning was so powerful. He, in the separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spent his life in preaching the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in destroying the illusionists who have other philosophy other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is his, and in this way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami spent his days in Srirangam Dham. So days were passing, his parents were also getting old, and then the parents told Gopala Bhatta Goswami, my dear son, that very soon we are going to leave our body, and you should go and you should go according to the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan Dham, and you should assist Rupa and Sanatan, and you should always worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That is the instruction to you. So saying this, his parents, the mother and father of Gopala Bhatta Goswami, keeping the holy name of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in their heart and mouth, they leave their body. Then as soon as they leave their body, Gopala Bhatta Goswami, having performed the rituals, he immediately leaves to Vrindavan Dham. And he came to Vrindavan Dham and surrendered himself under the embrace and guidance of affection of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completed his tour, and he was staying in Jagannath Puri. And Mahaprabhu would often go to various associates' place to have pastimes. So one such place Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always go is a place of Gadadhar Pandit. There is a place called Tota Gopinath where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go and have the association of Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit is such an advanced Vaishnava. He had a loving relationship with everybody. When Advaita Acharya would come and be with Gadadhar Pandit, people would wonder that what is the loving dealings between both of them. And they concluded that we cannot grasp the deep of love exchanged between Gadadhar Pandit and Advaita Acharya. Srivas Thakur says that Gadadhar Pandit is my life and soul. And Haridas Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit had such a deep relations that nobody could fathom. Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit also exchanged loving dealings with each other, which all the poets have failed to describe fully. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also go to the place of Gadadhar Pandit, and Gadadhar Pandit would talk in detail the insights of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting in and below, sitting with Gadadhar Pandit, he would relish Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes Gadadhar Pandit would narrate the story of Dhruva Maharaj, and sometimes he would narrate the story of Prahlad Maharaj. After the whole narration is over, Mahaprabhu tells Gadadhar Pandit, please speak again. Again, Gadadhar Pandit enthusiastically starts Dhruva Maharaj pastime. It is austerity for the audience to hear the same story. Sometimes it is also austere for the speaker to speak the same story. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit, they are repeating the same story. One is speaking, another is hearing. It is not that Gadadhar Pandit doesn't know any other things to speak. He is speaking the same thing. Neither Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is kind of, bored of hearing any other things. That's why he is hearing the same pastime. But rather, Gadadhar Pandit knows the vast, all the Bhagavatam, like a walnut in his hand. But still, he is satisfied in relishing Dhruva Maharaj pastime. So much nectar in one pastime. And Mahaprabhu, even though he is immersed in the deep mellows of devotional service, he is relishing more and more the same pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. As we heard from Gaurangpur today morning, Alayam, Srimad Bhagavatam is like an Alayam. Muhuraho, here, and after hearing this, one faints, again gets up, faints. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relishing the Bhagavatam again and again from the mouth of Gadadhar Pandit. Sometimes, some devotees, they say that we should go to higher leelas. Why we should speak about pastimes such as Vishnu, Narayan, or Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. We should discuss about Radha Krishna pastime, the gopis' love for Krishna. 10th canto is our, that also the Rasa Leela is the most important topic. But here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different than Radha and Krishna. So Radha and Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna are more interested in hearing Dhruva Maharaj pastime. But And here, if somebody thinks that we want to hear something more than that, it is very ironic. You know? So, Mahaprabhu set a standard example that one should not discriminate between the pastimes of the Lord, that all of them are equally nourishing. So Mahaprabhu was hearing the pastimes from Gadadhar Pandit's mouth, and they're all discussing all the associates, and suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals his heart to the devotees. I have been staying in Jagannath Puri for a long time, but I have not got any message from Rupa and Sanatan. I also, when I went to South Indian tour, I met small Gopal in Srirangam. What a amazing boy. Even as a boy, Gopal exhibited a great scholarship in all the scriptures. And I told him that he should join Rupa and Sanatan. I am wondering whether he came to Vrindavan. And for a long time, I have not got any information from Rupa and Sanatan. So when Mahaprabhu was speaking in this way, at that right time, one messenger comes from Vrindavan Dham with a letter in hand. Then Mahaprabhu, as soon as he sees the letter, he becomes so elated and he started talking about the Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And Mahaprabhu reads the letter, and Rupa Goswami have written this letter saying, "My dear Lord, by your mercy we are staying in Vrindavan Dham, and recently, according to your instruction, Gopal from Srirangam have joined us." So when Mahaprabhu hears this letter, he becomes so ecstatic and immediately arranges for many gifts to be sent to Rupa Sanatana and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So Mahaprabhu gives the beautiful gift of his own wooden asan to this messenger, and also he gives his own kaupin loin cloth. And also, Mahaprabhu writes a letter to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. "I am very happy that Gopal have finally come in your company. I want that you should accept him as your own brother, and he should stay in Vrindavan Dham, and he will assist you in your writings." So as soon as Mahaprabhu sends his letter, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami in Vrindavan, they read this letter and they become so ecstatic. And immediately they all of them come together and read the letter, and seeing this letter, they get tears in their eyes as if they are meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. And both Rupa and Sanatana embraced Gopal Bhatta Goswami and they accepted him as their own brother. In this way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami came to Vrindavan Dham and he was staying with Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami is also, Bhakti Ratnakar says, that his qualities are such that he was so engrossed in devotional service. At the same time, he was very affectionate to the devotees. You know, Gopal Bhatta Goswami had such a character that he always finds fault within himself. You know, he told Kaviraj Goswami, "Don't write, my name should not come in any of your literatures." Kaviraj Goswami goes and asks blessings from Gopala Bhatta Goswami. "Please, my dear Gosai, give your blessings. I want to write Chaitanya Charitamrita." So Gopala Bhatta Goswami says, "I give my blessings, but in one condition, don't mention my name in your book." You know. So it is such an opportunity where the Bhakti Ratnakar, Narahari Sarkar, says that Vrindavan Das Thakur is Vyasadeva himself. And as a Vyasadeva, Vrindavan Das Thakur revealed the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But even though Vrindavan Das Thakur wanted to reveal more, but Vyasadeva told him, "Don't reveal Lord's travel to South India and other pastimes." And those leftover pastimes are revealed by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So those pastimes are kept for Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to be revealed. And here is the opportunity. Just Gopal Bhatta Goswami has to say anything to mention or not to mention. If he could have just told that my blessings are there with you, then Kaviraj Goswami would definitely going to write about the pastimes of Gopala Bhatta Goswami in his book. But voluntarily, even before anything could happen like that, Gopala Bhatta Goswami says, my name should not be mentioned in that book. So, once his holiness Radhanath Maharaj said that if we can be free from the credits, from our insignificant achievements, imagine what a relief from that burden. You know, when Maharaj said this, he was speaking with kind of experience that he said, what a relief from burden not to take credit for our small achievements, small or big. You know. So, here Gopala Bhatta Goswami exhibited the quality of utter detachment from any credit. So he has that character of finding his own fault. But generally when a person is very introspective or examining oneself, finding fault with oneself, they are many times insensitive to others. You know? Somebody is so much thinking about oneself, but they cannot think so much about others. But Gopala Bhatta Goswami had both the qualities. Even though he was very much contemplating about his own inabilities out of his humility, at the same time he was very much kind towards others. So in the Bhakti Ratnakar, Narayari Sarkar mentions that Gopala Bhatta Goswami had this quality of kindness and loving disposition towards everyone. Gopala Bhatta Goswami developed a relation of reverence towards Sanatana Goswami, and he developed a loving friendship towards Rupa Goswami, and he developed a loving relationship with all other Goswamis such as Bhugarbha Goswami, Lokanath Goswami and others. In this way, in whole Vrindavan Dham, Gopala Bhatta Goswami was loved by everyone. He was like one of the very attractive personality for everyone. And Rupa Goswami loved Gopala Bhatta Goswami so much, he gave his book Hari Bhakti Vilas to Gopala Bhatta Goswami for editing. And Gopala Bhatta Goswami also helped Rupa Goswami in compiling the book Hari Bhakti Vilas. And out of great love and affection for Gopala Bhatta Goswami, Rupa Goswami published that book on the name of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. Hari Bhakti Vilas is not an ordinary book. It is a huge book of various volumes, and it was a hard work. But even though Gopala Bhatta Goswami helped, but Rupa Goswami compiled it, but out of love and affection, Rupa Goswami published that book on the name of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. Such a loving dealings. That is what pleased Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As we heard from other devotees, that all the Goswamis had their own literatures for their credit. They had their own temples. Rupa Goswami had Radha Govinda temple. Sanatana Goswami had Radha Madan Mohan temple. And Jiva Goswami had Radha Damodar temple. But they had their own temples, something like a temple president or so, you know, but they never stayed in the temple. They had Bhajan Kutir. But at the same time, they had an intimate, loving relationship with each other, you know. That attracted, that satisfied the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, Gopala Bhatta Goswami comes and it becomes like a loving brother's family. And they put together the literatures. And each other was trying to give credit to other person. Srila Jiva Goswami compiled one of the major contribution of Gopala Bhatta Goswami is that he gave the seed form of the Sandarbhas. Srila Jiva Goswami compiled the six Sandarbhas, wrote the six Sandarbhas. But in the Sandarbhas, Jiva Goswami says that I am writing this book, but the book is actually originally is a brainchild of Gopala Bhatta Goswami, and he has given the initial structure for this, but it was not in a proper order, so I am systematically presenting the same thing of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. But even there, Gopala Bhatta Goswami's humility is such that Jiva Goswami did not mention his name directly in the book. Because Gopala Bhatta Goswami was so sincere in his humility, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to kill those Yavanas who are beating Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur's desire was so strong, genuine, that he could not raise his chakra. So Gopala Bhatta Goswami's humility was so strong that such a masterpiece work, Sandarbhas, Jiva Goswami only very slightly mentions his name. Kopitad Bhandavo Bhatto Dakshina Dvija Vamsaja Vivichya Vlakitad Grantam Likitad Vridha Vaishnavaihi. He says, Kopitad Bhandavo Bhatto. Kopi, somebody, you know, he didn't say directly, somebody, Bhatta, from the Bhatta family, Dakshina Dvija Vamsaja, who is born in Dakshina, south, Dvija Vamsaja, from a Brahmin family of Dakshin, and Tad Bhandava, who is very dear to Tad, who are the Tad? Rupan Sanatan. So, one Bhatta from a South Indian Brahmin family, who is very dear to Rupan Sanatan, has compiled a book, having heard from various other Vridha Vaishnavi, various other Vaishnavites. And that book, I got it from this particular Brahmana, from Sadan. And I am trying to rearrange that book in fulfilling his desire. So in this way, Jiva Goswami very tactfully, that there could not be any doubt, you know. Once Srila Prabhupada was offered a nice ring by Burijan Prabhu. So Burijan Prabhu gave the ring to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was wearing that ring. And little later, another devotee came, and Burijan Prabhu was sitting next to Srila Prabhupada. And this devotee was massaging Srila Prabhupada's body. While massaging, Prabhupada was talking various things, and this devotee was massaging. And on the course of time, this devotee was massaging Prabhupada's body. He saw the ring in Prabhupada's finger. And he asked Prabhupada, this ring is so beautiful. Who gave to you? So now Burijan Prabhu is sitting next to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada also knows that Burijan Prabhu is sitting. So then Prabhupada could have easily told, oh, this Burijan Prabhu, he's sitting, he gave the ring. But Prabhupada said, just one word he answered, one small sentence he said, somebody who loves me gave this. So then Burijan Prabhu sitting next to Prabhupada, he was felt so joyful that sometime the direct mention is not that palatable. You know? So the one party is trying to escape from the credit and glorification. Another party want to give the credit and glorification. Both succeed. It's like a spiritual rasa. But the output is that the person who runs away from glory, he gets more glory. And the person who was forbidden to give glory, he can do more perfect way than he could have done with the permission. So here, Jiva Goswami mentions, practically he puts everything, you know, the person from this family. So in this way, Gopala Bhatta Goswami contributes in various ways, and he personally also writes Satkriya Sara Deepika, the Smriti scripture for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. While staying in Vrindavan Dham, Gopala Bhatta Goswami also developed a great desire and love of worshipping Shishi Radha Govinda Dev. And he was very much attracted to Radha Govinda Dev, and he was serving Rupa Goswami. They had a very friendly relation. Once Gopala Bhatta Goswami also went to trip to Himalayas. He went to the river Gandaki, to Damodar Kund, where he got 12 Shaligram Shilas. And he brought those Shaligram Shilas back to Vrindavan. He was worshipping Shaligram Shilas. So worshipping the Shaligram Shilas, somebody, some merchant from some place, he came and gave a lot of ornaments and jewelries and donation to all the Goswamis. So all of them were going to offer those jewelries to Govinda Dev, Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar. And he also offered a lot of jewelries to Gopala Bhatta Goswami also. But Gopal Bhatta Goswami keeps this jewelry and here Shaligram, you know, in front of him. So how much you can worship Shaligram, you know. Shaligram worship is very simple. You can't offer much jewelries, maybe a crown, you know. Prabhupada taught initially the Shaligram worship. First Shaligram came to ISKCON Mayapur and Prabhupada was sitting in front of his desk where he would meet everybody. And Jaraniyavasaru was called and Prabhupada was teaching how to worship Shaligram. So Prabhupada took the Shaligram and he showed, so this is Shaligram. And then he was about to keep the Shaligram in some place, he didn't find any asan. So Prabhupada took his tilak box, you know, small container tilak, and he put the tilak, you know, that cap, dakkan, upside down. And he put some cloth on top of that, you know, cap of tilak box, kept the Shaligram. And Prabhupada took his shawl. Before that he took the Shaligram and took the tilak and did some painting. This is eyes and this is nose and this is mouth. He painted like that and kept the Shaligram. And then Prabhupada took his own shawl, put it on the Shaligram, put his own garland, put it on the Shaligram. And he said, so this is what, how to worship Shaligram. So you paint like this and put garland. But you do it nicely. I'm just doing now. You do it nicely. And then suddenly that garland fell off from Shaligram. And Prabhupada said, see, he has accepted my worship. You know. See, he accepted my worship. So Prabhupada, Shaligram worship is very simple. Ganga water, then Tulasi Chandan. Next day, bathe in Ganga water, Tulasi Chandan. Offer some sweets. Shaligram worship is finished. So simple. Because it's so simple, so it is lot of restrictions, or lot of warnings are given in worshiping Shaligram. Because simple means people take it for granted. So that's why a lot of warnings are given worshiping Shaligram. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami had a Shaligram and even worshiping the Shaligram, he felt unqualified. He went back all the way to, you know, Gandaki and put all the Shaligram back in the Gandaki river. But the Shaligrams wanted to be worshipped by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. They jumped again in his hand. So he brought back and he was worshipping Shaligram and the ornaments are there. It's so simple worship. So he was in his heart, he was feeling that I want to worship the beautiful form of the Lord. So, and Krishna came in the dream of Rupa Goswami and told that Gopal Bhatta Goswami has a desire to worship me. So you should train him in worshipping me in the form of my form as Tribhanga form. So Rupa Goswami personally trained Gopal Bhatta Goswami in worshipping Radha Govinda Dev, how we should worship the form of the Lord. And that increased his desire to worship the form of the Lord. So on the appearance day of Narsingh Dev, Gopal Bhatta Goswami offered a prayer to Lord Narsimha that, my dear Lord, you can appear from a pillar. If you can appear from a pillar, why you cannot appear from Shaligram? He just offered that prayer, had a desire, you know. Then next day, Gopal Bhatta Goswami went to Jamuna for taking bath. And he came back after the noon worship. And he saw one of the Shaligram, Damodar Shilas, have taken a shape of beautiful form of Radharaman. Shri Shri Radharaman Ji Ki. And this news spread immediately like a wildfire all over Vrindavan. All the Goswamis, Rupa Sanatana Goswami, all came and saw the deity was so beautiful. The form of Radharaman is self-manifested form. It has a face of Radha Govinda Dev, and it has a chest of Radha Gopinath Ji, and it has a lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan Ji. In this way, all the three deities features appeared in the form of beautiful form of Radharaman. And in fact, there was a teeth appeared inside the lip, the lotus lip of Radharaman. And all the Goswamis become so happy. As soon as Gopal Bhatta Goswami saw appearance of Radharaman, he wanted to share with other Goswamis. They all came as a festival. And Rupa Goswami named the deity as Radharaman because the deity appeared in the place near Nidhuvan where Krishna gives pleasure to Srimati Radharani. So in this way, The name Radharaman was given by the Goswamis. And from that time onwards, Gopalabhatta Goswami was absorbed in worshipping Radharamanji. Then, when time went on like this, once upon a time, Gopalabhatta Goswami went to a village called near Haridwar. Saharanpur, where he went to a place called Devavandhya. When he went there, suddenly a heavy storm took place. Because of this storm, he took shelter of one house of a Brahmana nearby. So Gopalabhatta Goswami was staying in that house, and the Brahmana was so happy, he was a devotee of Krishna, he welcomed Gopalabhatta Goswami, served him. And Gopalabhatta Goswami saw that this Brahman was sincere devotee of Krishna, but he did not have any son. So Gopalabhatta Goswami blessed him that I bless that you will soon get a son. So then after staying for 1 or 2 days preaching the message of Mahaprabhu in that village, Gopalabhatta Goswami came back to Vrindavan, continued his worship of Radharaman. Soon that Brahmana gave birth to a son. And the son was growing. 10 years later, when Gopalabhatta Goswami was coming from Jamuna towards Radharaman, he saw in front of his bhajan kutir, he saw a boy was sitting. So Gopalabhatta Goswami came near to that boy and asked him that. The boy paid his full obeisances to Gopalabhatta Goswami and asked, "Who are you?" He said, "My name is Gopinath, and I am coming from the village of Devavandhya in Saharanpura." So then as soon as Gopalabhatta Goswami heard the name, he remembered the conversation, because the Brahmana have told before Gopalabhatta Goswami that as soon as I get my son, I will offer him in your service. So then Gopalabhatta Goswami remembered that, and this devotee Gopinath became the disciple of Gopalabhatta Goswami. And he continued become the pujari of Radharaman. So he was a brahmachari throughout his life, and his name became Gopinath Pujari, and he worshipped Radharaman. Later, Gopinath Pujari's brother, he learned the worship from Gopinath ji, and his brother's sons, they continued the worship. Great stalwarts such as Srinivas Acharya and others, they become the disciple of Gopalabhatta Goswami. Srinivas Acharya, who was the son of Chaitanya Das. Srinivas Acharya is born to Chaitanya Das and Lakshmi Priya, who are a very close, intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas in Katwa, this great devotee, he was initially called Gangadhar, he came there to meet his relative. And he suddenly saw a big crowd in Katwa, and some, you know, loud sound was coming. So he asked, "What is happening here?" Then Gangadhar was told by others that, "You don't know, Nima is taking sannyas. They are about to cut his hair. That was happening in Katwa." So then this Gangadhar came and he saw Mahaprabhu is taking sannyas, and he was kind of, you know, shocked, and he was... And then there was a kirtan in ecstasy. He started chanting Chaitanya, Chaitanya. Then he went back to his village, Jajigram, and he started chanting everywhere Chaitanya, Chaitanya. People thought he got mad. So in at that time onwards, he got the name Chaitanya Das. So Chaitanya Das and his wife Lakshmi, they were staying in that village, and they never had any desire of getting any child. For many years, they stayed like that. And decades passed, and once upon a time suddenly they had a strong desire to have a son, and they were kind of surprised that how come this desire came in our heart, we never thought of having a child in our life. So they thought we should go and ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they walked all the way to Jagannath Puri, and they went to Lord Jagannath temple, and Mahaprabhu was there, and Mahaprabhu told them, "Soon Krishna will fulfill your desire. And this is Krishna's desire that he should have a son. Then they gave birth to a child, and that child was named as Srinivas. So this Srinivas, who is such a brilliant child, was nourished by Narahari Sarkar in nearby village in Srikanda. And he was growing up, and Srinivas Acharya wanted to come and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. As soon as Srinivas Acharya comes to Jagannath Puri in the outskirts, he hears from the people that Mahaprabhu have already discontinued his pastime. He wound up his pastimes. And as soon as hearing this, Srinivas Acharya becomes so upset, he falls in the ground in lamentation. But Mahaprabhu comes in his dream and tells, "Don't worry, you go to Gadadhar Pandit and you meet him, and he will teach you Srimad Bhagavatam." So he comes there to meet Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit tells that, "Actually, I was about to leave this world because Mahaprabhu left. But because you are going to come, I am staying." And Gadadhar Pandit takes care of Srinivas Acharya. And Srinivas Acharya tells, "My dear Lord, Mahaprabhu told me that I should study Bhagavatam from you. So please instruct me on Bhagavatam." But Gadadhar Pandit tells that the only copy I had Bhagavatam with me, but in my feelings of separation from Mahaprabhu, my tears have fallen on this Bhagavatam and the ink became dismantled. So I don't have a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. So please go to Bengal and get a copy of Bhagavatam. Such a rare thing to get Bhagavatam. So he went to Bengal and copied one Bhagavatam and came to Puri. But by the time he heard the news that Gadadhar Pandit also leaves, and he becomes laments, "I got Bhagavatam but I could not study." So then he hears a voice in the sky, "Oh, go to Vrindavan and you meet Rupa and Sanatan. They will guide you." And again Srinivas Acharya, such a tragic story, he comes to Mathura taking bath in Vishram Ghat, and then he hears from another Brahmana that, Rupa and Sanatan have just left. And Srinivas Acharya becomes lamenting, "Again, I could not see Rupa Sanatan." He was lamenting so much, and Rupa Sanatan Goswami appears in the dream of Srinivas Acharya, and Rupa Goswami tells, "My dear Srinivas Acharya, don't worry, Gopala Bhatta Goswami is non-different than me. You please go to Gopala Bhatta Goswami and he will initiate you." And in the meantime, also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also comes in the dream of Srinivas Acharya and tells that you take initiation from Gopala Bhatta Goswami and learn from Srila Jiva Goswami. So then Srinivas Acharya comes to Vrindavan and Jiva Goswami welcomes him, and Jiva Goswami takes Srinivas Acharya to Gopala Bhatta Goswami. Jiva Goswami, as soon as meets Gopala Bhatta Goswami, he offers his obeisances to Gopala Bhatta Goswami, and Gopala Bhatta Goswami embraces Jiva Goswami, and Jiva Goswami tells, "This is Srinivas Acharya, please accept him." And Gopala Bhatta Goswami, on the request of Srila Jiva Goswami, also Gopala Bhatta Goswami gets the dream of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Gopala Bhatta Goswami says that after 2 days, after the full moon, I will initiate you. So Srinivas Acharya was initiated, and the Gopala Bhatta Goswami's heart was that after initiation is done, he offers Srinivas Acharya to the lotus feet of Radharaman. He says, "He is your property." And then, even though Srinivas Acharya is such a prominent disciple of Gopala Bhatta Goswami, he sends Gopala Bhatta Goswami to study under the care of Srila Jiva Goswami. So in this way, such a beautiful culture the Goswamis established in Vrindavan of loving reciprocation, loving exchange, and giving credits to others. And at the same time, they are not just having a loving sentiment with each other, at all the same time they contributed a lot to the society also. Sometime when we initially joined the temple, that on the name of relationship or friendship, We just sit together and talk for hours and hours and hours. And that's what you consider as a relationship or, you know, loving dealings for the Vaishnavas. But then when we grew up, suddenly so many responsibilities came, then suddenly we lament. Sometimes we rarely get time to speak to each other. Somehow we have to get some time to talk, you know, how are you, how things are going on. So one devotee asked another senior devotee that, Prabhuji, we used to have a nice loving relationship before and we now very rarely get any chance to meet. Somehow other we just get to meet, you know, sometime. So we feel that we are not having a proper relationship like before. So this devotee said that your loving relationship previously was that of a mutual relationship based on irresponsibility. This is Gaurang Prabhu. He said, your relationship with this person is that of a mutual relationship based on irresponsibility. So now even they were get to meet each other very briefly, but your relationship based on responsibility. So the six Goswamis would meet regularly with each other, but it is not that their meeting is just of their own relishing. Their meeting has a Nana Shastra Vicharanika Nipunav Shad Dharma Samstapakav. They are not just relishing the Shastras or just studying the scriptures or, you know, for their own relishment. But they are doing those activities is for the Shad Dharma Samstapakav, in order to establish the dharma, the real welfare for the rest of the living entities. So different kinds of preaching, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, you should go out and preach in Bengal. But he ordered the six Goswamis to write literatures. So Mahaprabhu gives various orders. In Srila Gopi Panandana Prabhu was established a Sanskrit school in Govardhan. So one devotee came and told Gopi Panandana Prabhu, Prabhu, what is this? Says sitting in Govardhan and, you know, studying like this. The whole world is in fire. We should go and save the world. We should go and preach. So you should produce people in such a way that they'll go out and preach everywhere. Of course, Gopi Panandana Prabhu is not just a person who sits behind the computer. He goes to China for preaching. He goes various places for preaching also. But he gave a nice reply to this devotee. He said that, you see, that Narada Muni is a great Mahajan who went everywhere and preached. He was never stayed in one place more than a day or so. Srila Vyasadeva stayed in Badrinath in one particular ashram. He was just sitting there and just writing something. But you see, whatever Vyasadeva wrote, his writing brought a revolution in the whole society and it changed the vision of the whole society in various ways. The whole, historically also, if you speak, that the glory of India is nothing but the vision of Vyasadeva. The whole Vedic culture is based on the Vedic literature. And Vedic literatures are given by Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya, Vyasa Rupaya Vishnave. The Lord came in the form of Vyasadeva and he gave these literatures. You know. So, he is apparently maybe just sitting in one place and writing some literatures, but that changed the vision of the whole world. Actually, it's like a rudder in a ship which diverted the whole ship. So the whole world is saved because of the writings of Vyasadeva. Similarly, the six Goswamis are sitting in Vrindavan doing their bhajan and writing some literatures. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is predicting in Bhakti Ratnakar, Mahaprabhu says, O Gopal, you go to Vrindavan to meet Rupa and Sanatan. They are writing these literatures and soon these literatures will be spread all throughout the world. And So these Goswamis are sitting in Vrindavan Dham and doing their bhajan and writing some literatures, but what they are doing is actually is delivering the whole world. So we should, in this we can understand that the Goswamis are real welfare workers who are staying in Vrindavan Dham, and they not only perfected their bhajan, but they are also benefiting others. So in the footsteps of the Goswamis, Srila Prabhupada is, in nutshell, he offered the teachings of Sad Goswamis in his Bhagavatam purports. And that is a legend Srila Prabhupada gave for us, that not only relishing the Goswami's literatures, not only relishing the Bhagavatam purports for our own relishment, but also whatever we do in our spiritual life should be done in with respect to benefit the society. The great stalwart Nityananda Prabhu ordered Jiva Goswami that you should go to Varanasi and study under Vasudeva Sarvabhauma, and after studying from in Varanasi, you should go and join Rupan Sanatan. So Nityananda Prabhu personally instructed Jiva Goswami to study in Varanasi, the Vedanta Sutras and others. But he did not tell Jiva Goswami just to study for the sake of study, but he told him to study keeping in mind that he will go and do some practical service to help Rupan Sanatan in publishing his books. So that any activities performed by the great acharyas are done not just for the sake of doing that activity or for their own relishment, but they are doing in this doing those activities so that by the mercy of the Lord they may do some welfare for the society. So being the servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they thought that is their duty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'll conclude with this small note. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world primarily for two reasons. One is to relish the pastimes of Radha and Krishna within his heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to relish what is Srimati Radharani's love and what is in me that Srimati Radharani is so much attracted towards, and he wants to experience that love. For these reasons he came. And Mahaprabhu, initially he did not go to this level. First he started chanting the holy name, Nam Sankirtan. Then from Nama, he came to the form of, you know, taking darshan of Lord Jagannath. Then he was also preaching everywhere. He went to South India and preached extensively, delivered Sarvam Bhattacharya, delivered Prakashananda Saraswati, delivered the Kashiwasis and delivered the South Indians. And then after preaching, Mahaprabhu set an example that after enough maturity, Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri. And after doing Nama Bhajan, and Mahaprabhu entered into Leela Smaran. So sometime that devotees think that one should start remembering the Leelas of the Lord in immature state. But actually the progress is Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. First name. So when you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if we think that while chanting holy name I should remember the Leela, that means there is a doubt. Or when while chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra I want to remember the form of the Lord, that means that two things happens. One is that jumping over the holy name. That holy name is there, but let me go to Nam directly. Let me go to the Rupa directly. But the progress is, if we jump to the Rupa directly before the name, then it leads to an aparad that I don't have faith in the holy name which will reveal the Rupa. That I will try to capture the form of Krishna before the Nama manifests the form. So if a neophyte devotee, it's okay that do anything, just remember Krishna. While chanting also one can look at the form of the Lord. But the advice of the sincere devotees, they say, if a devotee is very sincere, then he should not do the mistake of remembering the form while chanting the holy name of the Lord. If it naturally comes, it's okay because nama will reveal the form. But if somebody is remembering the form while in the immature state of chanting the holy name, then it can be an aparadha to the holy name that I have got more capacity remembering the name form than the name's mercy. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at his last stage, he was remembering Leela Smaran. He was in the Gambira, going in ecstasy, madness, and you know, he was jumping in the ocean. It was a very tough time. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for this particular reason, that he wanted to relish this Radha Krishna's love, the mood of gopis. He wanted to relish that. So being Mahaprabhu's servants, we identify ourselves as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servants. Chaitanya Radha Samui Dasiranu Das. So we identify ourselves as servants of Lord Chaitanya. But what is the role of a servant? Servant means you should please the master. Whatever master is desiring, servant should fulfill that. Master desired Sita should be found. So Hanumanji immediately went and found Sita. Master desired that, you know, Sanjeevani mountain should be brought, and he brings. So servant means fulfills the desires of master. So if we are servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can we, what is our role? We have to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here for what? He came to relish the loving dealings. He want to relish the mood of Srimati Radharani. So can we assist or fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that capacity? He is our master. He came for that purpose. Can we assist him that he is in such a separation from Krishna? Can we assist him in that mood? If we can think of in our heart, what answer we can get? We may say yes, but if you see the history, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in such separation, who helped him? Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami. These two associates. And they themselves had a tough time assisting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that capacity. Sometimes Mahaprabhu goes in ecstasy and he would rub his face against the wall, then you know, it will bleed, and Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing appropriate song, and Ramananda Rai would sing some Bhagavatam verses. Some other keep Mahaprabhu steady, and sometimes they assist him to relish this love. So they did this service to assist Mahaprabhu in fulfilling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. They are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servants. They fit for the definition that they are the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how is it possible for us, being Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant, to do this? This is impossible. We are not on that level. We don't know, you know, whether Krishna is really existing or not. Sometimes we have doubt. So what to speak of assisting Mahaprabhu on that level? That means we lose hope. There is no hope for us to being a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That means we lost our existence. But is there any other hope for us? Mahaprabhu is very merciful. He knows our condition. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had another desire. Mahaprabhu came and he told that I am maintaining this garden and I planted so many trees which is bearing so many fruits of mangoes. And these fruits are everywhere and unlimited fruits are coming and I am relishing these fruits and giving to others. And Mahaprabhu is personally calling. He is giving a direct order. He did not give direct order, please come and assist me. I want to relish the mood of gopis in loving Krishna. He did not give this public order to everybody. But Mahaprabhu is giving a public order, please come. I am a gardener who has so many fruits in baskets and I want to distribute this. But I am alone. How can I distribute this alone? I want all of you to come and assist me in distributing these fruits. So Mahaprabhu is giving an order and he has a desire. I want to distribute. Prithivite achyadi nagaradi gram sarvat prachare hoibi moranam. That my name will spread in each and every town and every village. So please come and assist. Amaragya guru hoi. On my order you become guru and deliver the fallen souls. So here Mahaprabhu is openly giving an instruction and order, and not only just an order or instruction, Mahaprabhu is taking as an anxiety on himself. And he tells Haridas Thakur, Haridas, I am chanting the holy name, I am delivering the living entities who are moving, but what about those who are non-moving? So Mahaprabhu becomes anxious that what will happen to them. And Haridas Thakur helps Mahaprabhu, assists Mahaprabhu in this capacity by relieving his anxiety by telling Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, that the echoes you are hearing of the holy name is actually delivering the non-moving entities also. So Mahaprabhu is actually exhibiting an anxiety in his heart that I want this holy name, I want the message of the chanting of the holy name should be broadcast all over the world. So that desire Mahaprabhu, that anxiety of Mahaprabhu can be eradicated by each and everyone. Of course, we can't do it directly, but if we can assist those who are stalwarts who can do such task of spreading Mahaprabhu's, fulfilling Mahaprabhu's desire that his name and fame will be spread all over the world. So if we can assist those who are assisting the great stalwart, and then we are actually fulfilling the quality of being the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how can you do that? Srila Prabhupada did that hard work of fulfilling Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction, his desire, in relieving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety that his name should be spread in each and every town and village. And he did that hard work. And what we have to do? Just accept the facility given by Prabhupada. He has established the temple. He has given this, you know, beautiful temples, deities. And Prabhupada's disciples worked hard. And other stalwarts were assisting Prabhupada's disciples. So we can even be a part of a small insignificant part in helping those who are pushing this preaching mission. Then we are actually relieving the anxiety of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that will fulfill our being servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is actually the real entrance into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked by a devotee, Srila Prabhupada, that distributing your books, is it not the pastimes of the gopis? Prabhupada said yes, because each and every gopi in the spiritual world, they always want somebody, some others to go close to Krishna. They want to stay behind. Only if Krishna really, if they know that Krishna is really pleased of them being next to him, then they are going. Otherwise, they want others to go. We hear so many pastimes like that. You know, one gopi arranges, he tells her servant that, I forgot my bangle in this particular forest, please go and bring it. But actually, she tells Krishna that, I am going to send one of my servant, you please fulfill her desire. And she pretends as if she left the bangle there. And this servant goes there and searching for her master's bangle. And she encounters Krishna. And then she comes back embarrassed that, actually, I supposed to be servant of my master, but I was being with Krishna instead of assisting my master being with Krishna. But here, there is a competition between servant and the master. One gopi wants others to go to Krishna, another gopi wants, no, she should go to Krishna. So that is the pastime of the gopis in the spiritual world. So Prabhupada said that while distributing Srila Prabhupada books, giving this message to the conditioned souls, we are actually performing, entering into the pastime of Radha and Krishna, that we are pushing others towards Krishna. So many times people say that one should go to the higher pastime in ISKCON or Prabhupada books. Higher pastimes are not discussed. It's very superfluous and misunderstanding, because Srila Prabhupada is actually giving entrance into the intimate pastimes of the Supreme Lord in the spiritual sky. Somebody may speak about Gulab Jamun so much. Gulab Jamun is very round in shape and it is brown in color, golden in color, juicy. So much description can be told, you know. Radharani does this, gopis does this, and Krishna does this, and Krishna chews upon and gives, and one gopi each. So much pastime can be discussed. But if somebody takes a Gulab Jamun and puts in the mouth and relishes that, the juice goes and touches the tongue and sweetness is being released. which is more relishable. Hearing about gulab jamun or eating gulab jamun? Feast is coming very close. So Srila Prabhupada's books and Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON and Srila Prabhupada's recommendations is actually eating gulab jamun. So one should never doubt that there is something beyond, which is higher anybody can get in going anywhere else than Srila Prabhupada's instruction. So that confidence we should develop, and that is the mood of Goswamis. Goswamis were servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they did everything to please Mahaprabhu. Similarly, the same legend follows. Bhakti is a dynamic process, just like a computer software. Is every time updated versions are coming. So even though the devotional service has been going on since time immemorial from beginning of Kali Yuga at this time, but it is getting updated every time according to time, place, circumstances. So Mahaprabhu came, he gave the very highly updated version of bhakti. But after Mahaprabhu came also, the time, place, circumstances needs, you know, different viruses comes, we have antivirus and update, things get updated. So the Goswamis came and they gave, according to the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the updated versions of bhakti, Yukta Vairagya and others they spoke. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and he gave the updated version. Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came and he gave the updated version. He gave radical things of radical changes about, he introduced sannyas ashram in Gaudiya Sampradaya. He established organized spiritual institution in Gaudiya Sampradaya. First time he did this, he was driving in the car and wearing coat and suit. So it is updated version of the according to time, place, circumstances. And Prabhupada took the spirit and he gave another updated version, even initiating the ladies also in Gayatri Mantra, which was not even done by his own spiritual master, but he gave the mood and spirit of the acharyas. He took and gave that much updated version. So in this way we should be guaranteed, we should be confident that the what devotional service we are getting through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada is the most updated version of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy and Vedic Dharma. And when we stick to this particular process of devotional service in the mood of humility, we are directly connected through the parampara and to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis. And with their mercy, we can enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan Dham. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you for your patience. I think it's too late. We'll stop here. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.